Well, Sean, regardless how it goes, it's going to be a historic occasion for Burt.
It is, Tom. It's going to be very historic for Burt. We're in a final. That's where we wanted to be at the start of the year. And hopefully we do the business, but hey, we're up against a serious outfit, Milford. They're up under Division 1. We're a Division 3 team, realistically. But I think we bring our A-game. We're going up.
Yeah,
really.
You're in Division 3,
yeah.
And I was just looking at the tables. You probably missed out on promotion, but very, very close.
Very, very close. Yeah, I think Buncrana, if they lose one of their matches and we won all, but hey, realistically, I can't see it happening now this time of year. But hey, we're on the championship final. That's where we want to be, and hopefully we do the business on Sunday.
And obviously, you know, you're a hurling club as well. It's obviously a difficulty, isn't it? The dual players and all the games between hurling and football over the summer. How does that work?
It is, Tom. It's difficult, you know, trying to balance the two. Like, I've been there myself, played both. But we're a good bunch of lads. Club works together. You know, we try to work together. We do work together, sorry, I should say. But hey, it's tough. But I think, on the hindsight, the boys were beating the county final here in the hurling, and there's a lot of hurt there. And I think it's going to motivate us even more on Sunday, I think. You know, a wee bit of backlash. Hopefully it'll work for us, like, you know.
Tell me about this team. I suppose a good bit of experience and some very good young players.
Exactly. We have a lot of experience, like, you know, yourself, like Kieran Dowes, Mickey McCann, have all played under County Hurling. And then the younger boys coming through there as well. Mark Coyle, under 21 footballer, Sean McHugh, minor, and a few other boys, Stephen O'Donnell, full back. Like, you know, all good young players, like, and they've played with Annie Shone as well. And that's what you want to mix your youth and old, like, you know, and the older boys is bringing them on as well, like.
Yeah, and again had a good league campaign, but again played some big games and came out of some big results in the championship.
Yeah, very, 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 very so. Like, tight games as well. Like, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe Burt would have died, you know, when I went to the crunch. Like, you know, that's showing good character in the team as well. Like, you know, these young.
What's Burt about that change?
I would say maybe a lot of the younger boys in Truffle, like, you know, them younger boys have won a lot under age, you know, from under 10 up, you know, they've nearly won everything, like some are calling that age group, like, they've won everything at under age, like, and it seems the mentality, they don't want to lose, and maybe so with the other boys, maybe playing the hurling as well, there's so many hurling medals in their back pocket, like, but the hunger's there, like, and that's a good thing, like.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big day, regardless, as we said, and it really would cap it if you did pull off the win.
I'd want it to make it a good end of the year, like, you know, and I would say it'll lift a lot of spirits around board too after losing the county final in the manner they didn't perform, and I think it'll be on the day as well, you know, yourself, Tom. It's going to be tight. Milford, as I say, a serious outfit, and we hope to. We're not just up there to make up the numbers. We're there to win, like, you know. So.